Okay, we'll start because we want to finish. So we spend time once a week after we have minta every single day at 2:30. So everyone's invited to minta every single day. And if you want to be on the security list, just let me know. It'll help you get in somewhat smoother. It's not a perfect system, but you're always invited to mincha. We only do this once a week, Thursdays. We rotate myself and I repair, giving a parsha chabura after mincha. It's short, half hour tops, blue nether. It's a sugya, it's lamdis, it's halacha, so it's a unique type of opportunity to learn. It's for the kol guys, but it's open to people in the community who are interested in that style and level of learning. One point is that one of the things I get the most hana from the whole world, aside from lamdis, is creating corny titles with puns. So if you look at the title on the sheet, you'll think there's no pun here, it's so serious, but pay attention, there's a pun there. You got it already? So we're talking about the mitzvah of makeh, and the title of the shir is Be'inyan Geder V'Yesod Mitzvah Makeh. Geder obviously means the definition of, or defining the concept of this mitzvah, but it also really translates as fence, so it's a perfect pun. So Be'inyan Geder V'Yesod Mitzvah Makeh, I want to talk about a chakira, something that's as old as the sun, in Chadesh Tachas HaShemesh, but this one's mamish as old as the sun, this chakira. That being said, not all of us know every chakira in every minchas tinnach. So not every one of us, unless you went to the minchas tinnach here. Not all of us were able to go to the minchas tinnach here in years past. But not everyone knows the chakiras, so it's good to spell it out. It's good to flesh out the chakira, understand where it comes from and how it applies. But I also do want to add just a little bit of a havana, a little bit of clarity, and a little bit of a depth to the classic chakira. I don't have much to add of my own, but at least to bring some more Torah to light through the chakira you'll see soon. So the pasuk tells in Parshas Ki Seitzei our parsha, Ki Sivne Bayis Chadash, when you build a new house, V'asisa Makeh L'Gagecha, you'll have to make a fence around your roof, V'lo Sasin Damim V'Seicha, we'll translate it, so that you shouldn't have a liability of blood on your hands in your house, Ki Yipol Hanofa Menu, when someone should, Rachman Al-Tzlan, fall from the roof. A person, when he builds his home, when he builds a house, you need to make a fence on the roof so you don't have that liability for death if one should, Rahman al-Tzlan, fall off of that roof. Okay, what does Rashi say? Makeh, geder, saviv lagag. Right, a makeh is a geder, it's a fence which you have to put around the roof. V'unklus tirgim tika. Unklus teaches that word, he explains it as tika. Tika would mean like encasement or something like that, encasement. Ke'en tik, like a bag, shemeshamer mashabesocha, which holds what's inside of it. We'll get back, hopefully, we'll nether mitzashem, to that unklus. But that's the basic shan pasuk. You're going to build a house, so you have to put a fence around the roof. Why? Seemingly, the simple read is that you're trying to prevent sakana. It's v'asisa makeh ligagecha, followed by lo sasim dam v'secha. The fact that you have to build a fence is predicated on the fact that it's dangerous to have people walking on your roof. They might, rahman al-islam, fall off. And, this is a question, hurt themselves or die, right? The pasuk doesn't tell us what's going to happen to the guy who falls off your roof. Is he going to hurt himself or is he going to die, Rahman al-Islam? So the Rambam, I think, consistently talks about death, that the danger we're talking about here is death. The chinuch is clear that whether the roof can lead to yamusu b'nei adam or yizoku b'nei adam, that they can get hurt, injured, break a leg, break a finger, whatever, from falling off the roof, that's also a reason to surround with a fence. That's an interesting machlokas we're not really going to talk about now. Now, again, the simple reading of the pasuk is that the reason you're building a fence is because you want to prevent any danger. And the truth is, if you look through Chazal, source number 2, we have it on the sheet, the Gemara in Bava Kama Tezvav. So if you look through Chazal, you'll see Chazal darshan from this pasuk other cases of sakana, of danger, which one has to prevent, one has to preempt by having certain safety measures in place. The example the Gemara in Bava Kama gives is a kelev ra, a person, shelo yigadel adam kelev ra b'sof beso. You shouldn't raise a bad dog in your house. You shouldn't raise a dog that's going to cause injury to people, because that's a sakana, that's a danger. So why not? Because the pasuk says, lo sasim dam v'secha. You shouldn't have any liability on your hands, that in your own home there should be a risk of injury or even death. That's the Gemara Bava Kama, darshaning our pasuk, to show that our pasuk is about danger. You don't want to cause undue danger, so you have to protect people from the danger that your house might present. The Rambam in Mrs. Essay Kuf Pei Dalet is clear like this as well. He groups all of the dangers together, meaning any danger that you could dream up. A pit in your backyard, a swimming pool, someone decides based on his community and situation that he needs to have a weapon in his home, so he locks that weapon up with a careful code and things like that. All of those things seem to be a kiyum of this mitzvah d'oraisa of lo sasim damim v'secha, and seemingly the whole pasuk as a whole, as we'll get to soon. The Rambam, if you just glance at source number 3, so the Rambam in Hilchos Ratzeiach, Shmiras Nefesh, Yud Aleph, you can look at Halacha Dalet mostly, So it seems to, again, at a cursory glance, it seems to display that same equation, that one needs a fence not only around the roof, but also around a pit in the backyard, a swimming pool. All other dangers in the property need to be prevented and taken care of. There have to be safety measures in place. Okay. The problem is there are a few issues with this. If we're going to assume that making a maka, making a fence around your roof, is based on the fact that you want to prevent certain danger, so there are at least three problematic gemaras. The gemara in Chulin on Kuf Nun Vav, you don't have it on the sheet. The gemara learns, we mentioned this in the Yik Shal HaShuddash here 4 weeks ago. So the gemara in Chulin on Kuf Nun Vav darshins, that the pasuk says, Lo sasin dam vesecha, vasisa maket ligagecha. So you have to make a fence around your roof, gagecha. Says the gemara, gagecha has to be a personally private owned roof, but if it's a base knesses, or it's a base medrash, or it's the base hamikdash, or something that's publicly owned, so such a property, the roof doesn't need a fence around the top. Only if it's your privately owned home do you have a mitzvah of asiyas makeh, of making a fence around the roof, but not if it's a base knesses, that's pater from makeh. So that's so strange, no? How could that be? If the whole din is that it's a danger, and walking around the roof is dangerous, people could, rachman al-salam, kiyipo hanofel mimenu, someone could fall off, who cares if he's walking on the shul's roof, who cares if he's walking on his own home's roof? What's the difference? How could there be a ptur of gagecha v'lo gag shel beis hakneses? Vayter, the Gemara in Sukkah on Gimel and Aleph, paskins, that if you have a home that's pachos mi gimel mi dalad dalad, meaning it's less than dalad by dalad in terms of its measurements squared, so then it's pater from mezuzah, says the Gemara in Sukkah. We know that, right? A room that's too small is pater from mezuzah. The Gemara also says it's pater from makeh, meaning if that room has a roof, and there's a roof that you can access, that's pater from a fence. You don't have to protect that roof, because it's not a bias. It doesn't have a shame bias if it's less than dalad al dalad. Again, I don't understand. Why not? It's still dangerous. The same thing, Gemara in Bava Kamma and Aleph, says if you have a house that's less than yud besocha, asar tfachim of height in its building, so that's not going to be pater. That is going to be pater from makeh as well. This is a tzar chiyin. If I have a little shed, less than dalal dal, less than yud tfachim, and it has an accessible flat roof, and I go up there, it's still dangerous. I could still fall off and either break my leg or rachman al salam worse. So why is that pater from makeh? How could you pater something just because it doesn't have a shame bias al pi halacha? If it's a danger, lo sasin dam beisecha, that's the pshuto shel mikra, is that the pasuk is telling us anything which is dangerous you have to protect. That's why the Gemara in Bava Kamma learns from this pasuk that even a wild dog you shouldn't have in your home because lo sasin dam beisecha. That's why the Rambam says you have to have a fence around the pool and the pit in your backyard. Any danger you have to protect yourself from. So what's the difference between if it's a house al pi halacha or it's too small to be called a house al pi halacha? Very strange. So there are multiple achronim who deal with that question. Some of them were so convinced by the first thing we said that this is clearly a din in danger. First of all, it's logical this is a din in danger, that you're protecting your home from any person, rahman al-salam, falling off and getting harmed. Second of all, the pasuk seems to say it explicitly, lo sasin damim b'veisecha ki yipol hanofel mimenu. So they're so stuck with that they try to give creative answers to explain. Some of the achronim explain that the metzias simply is that less people go on the roof of the shul than go on the roof at your home. Meaning a home that has a roof that's accessible, so you expect some of the people in the home or the guests to go up there, they'll eat up there, they'll make a sukkah up there, I don't know, people will access the roof. But a shul, no one really goes on the roof of the shul. It's a new kimta answer almost, but the Shulchan Aruch Harav says this in Hilchos Shmiras HaNefesh. The Rav Baal Tanya, he paskins like this, that the shul's roof, well, he explains like this, and we'll see what the psak is in a second, that if the shul's roof is less used, so therefore it doesn't need a maka around it, that's nothing to do with the shame bias, it's just not well used. If that were the case, then it would turn out that if you had a shul roof that you know people do use, they eat meals up there, they make shavu brachas up there, they have a vasikin meeting up there once a month or something like that, so then that roof does need a makeh because it is accessed, it is used, and therefore it's dangerous. And this that would be the line of thinking. That is what the Baal Tanya paskins. It's also what the Dvar of Rab paskins as well. So there are achronim who understood, yeah, makeh, the fence around the roof, is completely about danger. Happens to be that if you have a house that's a base knesses or something like that, a public property, it's not a well-used roof, but if it were well-used, you would in fact be chayiv in makeh around the top. That's one approach to one of the Gemaras, but maybe, stay with me here, maybe if we take a different approach entirely to the essence of the mitzvah of makeh, to understand what the mitzvah of makeh is really about, the yesod hadin of mitzvah makeh, then we'll actually have a better opportunity to see a different understanding of why these Gemaras really do make sense in that mahalach. If you look on the source sheet, I think I put it, the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tavkuf Mem Vav, you have it in source number 4. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes a very, very important Maror Malkum. I think he made it famous from the Machane Ephraim. The Machane Ephraim says that if a person has a roof and they therefore need to put a fence around that roof, it's Chayiv and a Makeh, so the person does not have to put up the Makeh, the fence himself. What could he do? He could ask a non-Jew to put up the fence for him. Totally fine. Now, the Machaneh Ephraim says that's fine. The Minchas Chinuf says, and if you look inside, I think I bolded it in source number 4, Ulufiyaneh Daiti, the Tsar Shlichus, Kicholmus' essay. You can't ask a non-Jew to put up a fence for you. Why not? There's a mitzvah's essay here. You can't ask a non-Jew to put on tefillin for you. You can't ask a non-Jew to put on tzitzis for you. That's your mitzvah to do. You have to do the mitzvah of building a fence. Asking a non-Jew is not going to work. That's not going to help. So the Machaneh Ephraim is saying you could ask a non-Jew, meaning it doesn't have to be your maisa mitzvah. The Minchas Chinuch is saying, of course it has to be your maisa mitzvah. You have to do the act of building the fence. What are they arguing about? So the most basic explanation, the most basic explanation is a chakir that appears by other mitzvahs as well. We have it by Bir Chametz and elsewhere, Peruvu, whether the focus of the mitzvah is the maisa or the totzah. Meaning, is the focus of the mitzvah the act of doing this mitzvah, the act of building the fence, or no, the focus of the mitzvah is that the fence be built, the totzah, the outcome that this fence go up. So the Minchas Chinuch is assuming you have to do the mitzvah, you have to build a makkah. The pasuk says, the asisa makkah le galgacha. You have to make the fence with your own actions. But the Machaneh Ephraim is saying, nah, it doesn't matter. You don't have to make it with your own maisa. You don't have to have a shliach or you do it. You can have a non-Jew do it. As long as there's a fence up there, it's totally fine. Now, which of those two makes more sense to us? For sure, the Machaneh Ephraim, no? What's the whole yesod hadin of building a fence around your roof? To protect people from falling. So who cares if I build a fence? Who cares if a guy built a fence? What's the difference? As long as the fence went up, of course this is a mitzvah that we care about, the tatzah. As long as it's lo sasin damim be'secha, as long as a fence went up and protected your roof, and there's no danger for walking on that roof, who cares who put the fence up? Why should that be any factor in this mitzvah whatsoever? Sure, the pasuk does say, v'asisa makkeh l'gagecha, but the pasuk is also telling us lo sasin damim, ki yipol mimenu hanofol mimenu. Clearly the Torah is telling us that it's telegraphing to us, that the mitzvah is all about the danger which is inherent to having a roof. As long as you're protecting from the danger, why wouldn't that be a kiyum mitzvah? Tzarich Ian on the Minchas Chinuch, how you could possibly argue that it has to be your maisa mitzvah and you can't rely on the totzah, the outcome that a guy at least put up the fence. As long as the fence is there, everyone's protected. Elamai, perhaps there's something more going on here. If this stay with me here for a second, maybe there's another way to understand the Yisod HaMitzvah entirely. That will shed light on the previous question, and it'll shed light on all the previous questions, and it'll shed light on some other nafkaminas as well. But you have to start with the Gemara and Sukkah that we ran through before. The Gemara and Sukkah on Gimel and Aleph says that if you have a bias, pachos midal al dalad, too small to be chayiv in mezuzah, it's also too small to be chayiv in makkeh. The roof doesn't need a fence. We asked, it's clear from the psukim and from our logic that the reason you need a fence on the roof is because you need to protect people from falling down. So who cares if your house is 2 feet by 2 feet? Who cares if your house is 100 feet by 100 feet? It doesn't really matter. As long as there's an accessible roof, it's dangerous for someone to go up there. You should have to put a fence up. So why is there any difference between what size your house is? Why should that make any difference whatsoever? It's a davar sheyesh bo sakana. Of course you have to put up a fence. Okay, so I once heard a gevaldige ha'ara from my Rebbe Rav Tursky Shlita. He was quoting the shame of Gershon Zaks. Just for a little background, Gershon Zaks was the grandson of the Chavetz Chaim. How? The Chavetz Chaim was the Chavetz Chaim. His son-in-law was Reb Mendel Zaks. Reb Mendel Zaks was in Radin. He wrote parts of the Mishnah Berurah, I believe. He was involved in the yeshiva. He also came to America. He was the Bochin at YU. Rav Schechter mentioned that he knew Gantz Shas and even a lot of Poskin by heart, word for word. And he was the Bochin. He tested people what shiur to go into in YU. And he had a son of Gershon Zaks. Reb Gershon Zaks was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. I don't know when and where exactly, but he was a Talmud from the Brisker Rav, and he had a kol in Muncie. I think it was also a YU a community kol in Muncie, where he just taught Brisker Torahs, very geshmak. My Rebbe heard a lot of shiurim from him. While he was giving shiur in YU, Rav Tversky, he would go to Muncie a couple times a week and hear shiur from Gershon. I know we heard on Brachos, Psachim, maybe Chulin a little bit, and Mikvos. I don't know what else he heard from him, but he heard a bunch of shiurim from him. So this he quoted from Gershon. Gershon said an amazing thing. Listen to this. This is incredible. This is amazing. The pasuk, again, start from the beginning of the pasuk. We've been focused on Vasiz HaMakeh, Lo Safsim Damim, Ki Yipol HaNofel. What about the first words? Ki Sibne Bayis Chadash. When you build a house. What is the Torah telling us about the backstory over here? When we have the pasuk of Mezuzah, what does the pasuk say? Uchsavtam Al Mezuzah Beisecha. The Torah doesn't tell us, when you buy a property and you close on it and you sign on it and then you build a house, so then you should put up the post and the lintel and then you should put a mezuzah up. No, the Torah just says, when you have doorposts, just put up a mezuzah, like that's the mitzvah. Why is the Torah here giving us a whole chad gadja, a whole background? When you build a house, kisiv nebayis chadash, you're going to build a new house, then ba'asisa makula gagefa. Why do I need to know the origin story of this house? I don't need to know about kisiv nebayis chadash. What are you talking about? Oh. So Geshen, watch this. So Geshen said like this. It's not just a side story. Mezuzah is a chovas hadar, meaning a person has a house, he builds the house from scratch, he buys it, it doesn't really matter. But he decides he's not going to live in there for the next 6 months. He doesn't have to put up a mezuzah. A person who lives in a house needs to put up a mezuzah. It's a din in the dar, the person who's living in it. A person who's living in a house needs to put a mezuzah on that house. The pasuk is telling us that makkah is different. The chiv of building a fence around your roof is a different chiv entirely. It's not a chovas hadar. It's not on the person who's living in the house. But etzem, part of the mitzvah of binyan habayis, or part of the tzura, sorry, of a binyan habayis, a Jewish home is built with a floor, walls, a roof, and a fence around that roof. That's the tzuras habayis. That's how you're supposed to build. That's what they're all saying at Shabbat when they tell you build a bayis nem beYisrael. They mean you're supposed to build a house that has on it a makkah on top of the roof. The chiyuv is to build the house with the makkah, even if you're going to be moving in immediately. Even if you're not going to be moving in immediately, it doesn't make any difference. The house, it's a din in the house, that the house has to have a fence around the roof. It's not a din in the person who's living there. Ki sivne bayis chadash, says the pasuk. It had to tell you the chiddush of the fact that you're building a house. Why? Because this is a mitzvah of the house. This is not a mitzvah that when you move in. This is a mitzvah that when you're building a house, when you're finding your house, when you're buying your house, make sure you put a fence around the roof. That's part of the tzura of the way the house is supposed to be built. A raya l'chach, I don't think Rav Tversky quoted this at the time, but a raya l'chach, the Sifri says that on the pasuk, ki sivne bayis chadash, says the Sifri, what does chadash mean? So the Sifri says, chadash mishas chidusho asei makeh. At the time that you're building the house, that's when you should make the fence. Why? Because the din in the house. The house has to have a fence on top of it. Nothing to do with you, and nothing to do seemingly with the danger that you're going to incur by going on the roof. The MS, this is Kafta Vefarach in the Rambam, this is amazing. Rav Tversky added this himself. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, you have it in source number 5. I do a contest right now. Don't smile after you see this diyuk. I dare all of you not to smile. You're already, alright, come on. Jump the gun, already smiling. Okay. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos says as follows. The yesh mitzvah, there's a type of mitzvah, she'ena chova, it's not really a requirement. Eladomen l'reshus, it's more similar to a reshus, like you could volunteer to do it, so to speak. Kigon, like what? Mezuzah umake, putting a mezuzah on your house, on the doorpost, and building a fence around your roof. Why? Listen closely, I underlined it so it's easy. She'ena adam chayiv lishkon bebayis hachayiv mezuzah. A person is not required to live in a house, and therefore put a mezuzah up. Kedesha Yasa Mezuzah, in order that Mekai Mezuzah, if he wants, he could live on a boat his whole life. I know people who do this. I have a friend who's a rabbi in a shul in South Carolina. Some of his members of his shul live on a boat. They live on a boat. No joke. They live on a houseboat. So you could live on a boat your whole life if you want. It's not even a joke. Lishkon kol yamav be'oel obisvina yashab. Right? You could sit and live in a boat your whole life and never be chayv mezuzah. So ain adam chayv lishkon babayis. You don't have to live in a house that's chayv mezuzah. V'chein eino chayv livnos bayis kedei lasos makeh. Not only you could avoid makeh too. How? Because you don't have to build a house in order to be chayv makeh. So by mezuzah, the Ram said you could get out of putting up mezuzah your whole life. How? Don't be shochein. Don't live in the house. Chovas hadar. As long as you're not living in a house, you're not chayv mezuzah. What does the Ram say by makeh? How do you get out of a makeh? Never build a house. Right? Eino chayv livnos bayis kedei lasos makeh. What's the Ram showing us? That the makeh is a din in the binyan habayis. It's not a din in the person living there. Even if a person's going to put up a house and not live in there for 6 months, you got to put up the makeh right away. Why? Because kisiv nebayis chadash. That's what the pasuk is telling us. It's a din in the binyan habayis. The tzura, the form of a Jewish home, is that it includes a fence around the house, around the roof, on top of the house, and that's the yesod of the mitzvah's makeh. Some of you won the dare and didn't smile, but then it might just mean you spaced out. It's okay. But with that yesod, I think we understand a little bit better why there's a tour of pachas midalad al dalad. I understand. There's going to be danger, whether it's a big house, little house, in-between house, doesn't really matter. So who cares if it's less than dalad al dalad? Answer is, no, it's a din and a bias. If this house doesn't have a shame bias, there's no mitzvah makkah at all. The mitzvah ba'asiz makkah l'gegecha applies ki sidna bias chadash. It's a din in the house. It's a din in the bias, as Rav Gershon was pointing out, as the Rambam is saying almost explicitly, that's the yesod of the chiyuv of makkah. But if you have something that doesn't have a shame house, it doesn't have a shame bias, no chalos shame bias, then either, you know, again, it's a shul, or it's smaller than a dalad al dalad, then you're not going to be chayiv in building a fence around the roof. There is still an issue of sakana. Right? Like lemaisa. Meaning, I understand that I explained why makeh doesn't apply to a sakana. Fine. But there is an issue of sakana. So if I have a shed that's less than dalad al dalad, that the roof is accessible and flat, so then why isn't there a chiv to put a fence up? The answer is there is a chiv to put a fence up. But it's a different chiv. Really, there are two mitzvos. There are two chiyuvim. If you look in the Chai Adam, you have in source number 6, he points out that it's meduyik in the Rambam. He doesn't say what the diyuk is, but it's clear when you look at the Rambam that the Rambam thinks there are really two sets of mitzvos over here. Look in source number 3 in the Rambam, in Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Ritzeach, Perek Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, mitzvos esei lasas adam ma'ke legado. A person has a positive command, the mitzvos esei, to build a fence around his roof. How do you know? The pasuk says, v'asisa ma'ke legagecha. Fine. Has to be a base dira. Good. In halacha dalid, Ram spends the next 3 halachas just qualifying what's a house, what's not a house, what's chayv, what's not chayv, how to do it, the shear and everything like that. Says the Ram in halacha dalid, echad agad, the echad kol davar sheish bo sakana, the roi shei kashal bo adam biyamas. Anything, that's the yamas line from before, by the way. The Ram thinks that it's totally in misa. Any sakana, any danger, it could be a well, it could be a pit in your house, it could be anything in the home that's going to cause danger, you have to protect. Says the Rambam, v'chein kol michel, in the second to last line, halacha dalid, v'chein kol michel, anything which sheyesh bo sakanas nefashos, mitzvahs esei lahasiro, you have to remove that sakana, uli shamar menu, and put up a guard against it, uli zar b'davar yafi yafi, to be very careful, as the pasuk says, shenamar, hisham elcha u'shmor nafshecha. Okay, question whether that pasuk really means what the Rambam's quoting it for another time. There's no place in Chazal where Chazal thought that the pasuk of Rafi Sharma Lecha Ushmor Nashcha Ma'od meant Shmir Sagof Shmir Sanefesh. There is one place in Chazal where a guy thought that was the meaning of the pasuk. The Rambam seemed to pass him like a guy here. I have a list of places where the Rambam passed him like guy. But, so this is one of them. There was a guy in the Gemara in Brachos who said to one of the Rabbanim, how could you keep going on with your long Shmona Esrei? I'm threatening to kill you and you're still davening. The pasuk says Rafi Sharma Lecha Ushmor Nashcha Ma'od. The joke is that probably the guy misunderstood the pasuk. That pasuk means don't forget Torah. At Har Sinai, Raki Sham L'Chosh Mornash Hamod, Pentishka Chazadvar Masher Ra Yinecha. So the Rambam quotes the, okay. Chachma Bagayim Tan. Either way, so there's a mitzvah of that. The Imlo Hisir, if you didn't remove that Sakana, V'iniach HaMechsholos HaMivin L'Dei Sakana, and you left those things which bring about Sakana, Bitol Mitzvahs Esei, V'yavar Allah Sasim Damim. You're Mevatel Mitzvahs Esei. What Mitzvahs Esei were Mevatel if you don't remove those impediments, those dangers? Raki Shamalacha, right? That's the most direct thing the Rambam said. He's not going all the way back to Halacha Aleph, Asisa Makila Gagecha. What do you see? The Rambam thinks there are two distinct and separate dinim, two distinct and separate mitzvahs over here. There's a mitzvah of Asisa Makila Gagecha. When does that apply? He's sitting in a bayis chadash, when you have a new house. That's a din in the binyan habayis, regardless of danger or not. Even if you have a dangerous house, but it doesn't have a halachic name of a house, you're not going to be chayav in a makeh. It's when you have a house, a halachic house, you have a mitzvah to put up a makeh, that's the asisa makeh legagecha. It's dangerous to access a roof, that's even if it's not officially a house. It's dangerous to have a pit in your backyard. It's dangerous to have a pool. Yeah, you have to put up a fence. Yeah, you have to make safeguards to avoid those dangers, but that's a totally separate mitzvah. Raki shamar lecha shmor nafshecha ma'od, to safeguard and avoid any danger. That's what the Chai Adam says. You have it in source number 6. And the Chai Adam clearly got it from this part of the Rambam that we were just in Daik in ourselves a second ago. The truth is that the Ha'ar of the Chai Adam doesn't only help us realize that this Yesod is the two different, you know, distinct imperatives, Mitzvahs Makeh and Shmiras HaNefesh in general, but it counts for another very basic question. The Chai Adam addresses this, so does the Menchas Chinuch, but just to spell out, the Prima Gadim has a Shaila in Psicha, Rohilchus, and Tehillas Yadayim. The Prima Gadim asks that he doesn't understand. The Rambam in Hilchus Brachos, Yod Aleph Ches, 6 halachos later, paskens that you make a bracha, Berachas HaMitzvah, when you make a Makeh. Asher kedisham misosa bizvanu lasos maka. If someone else does it for your shliach, they say ala sias maka. So you say lasos maka to make a fence around the roof. The problem is the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Vav Beis says a klal that you don't make brachos on things which are mishum sakana. The Rambam's example there is mayim achronim. Even though we wash mayim achronim to avoid sakana, you don't make a bracha berachas hamitzvah mayim achronim because it's really just to avoid sakana. It's not like a, it's not a regular mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to avoid sakana. So what's the obvious question? Prima Gadim asks. Understand, the mitzvah of Makkah is the same thing. The mitzvah of Makkah is to protect you from sakana, not to fall off the roof, like the pasuk says. So why is there a bracha according to the Rambam? Mitzvah's makkah. There shouldn't be a berachas mitzvah. So there are ways of getting out of the question. But the simplest way to get out of the question is to realize this is not a mitzvah of Shmiras HaNefesh. The asiyas makkah around the roof on top is not a regular mitzvah of losasim damim, of raki sharma losa. That's a separate mitzvah. This is stam, a mitzvah's essay on its own, a structural mitzvah in how the bayis has to be built. Ki sibna bayis chadash, make sure you put up a fence, but it's really got nothing to do with the danger. And that's why the Rambam can pass and you make a berachas mitzvah on makkah, even though in general you don't make brachos on danger, because this mitzvah of makkah is not about danger, it's about this stam, the mitzvah's essay, the asisa makkah legagecha, because ki sibna bayis chadash, because that's what a house is supposed to look like, that's what you're supposed to have on your roof. It's very fascinating. This I'm not going to get into because it's very strange. But you'll find a debate. Emek Bracha has, he says, it's Pashit, that if a person has either a roof or a attic, and the attic or the roof has walls around it, or instead of walls, you put up a flimsy wall or like a window or something like that that's glass, that if you lean on it, it would break. So we would think that's Pashit not going to be the mitzvah because it's not protected. So the Emek Bracha says Pashit, yeah, that's not a mitzvah because it's not protected. Some of the poskim say that is still the mitzvah. Even if you put up like a flimsy wall, hutzav adafna, or you put up a window or something like that that could break easily, that's still considered the mitzvah of makkah. You might not be mekayim raki sharmalacha. You might want to protect yourself from that roof. But in terms of the mitzvah of makkah, that would be suffice. Why? Because as long as it has a din of mechitza, it's enough. It's really just a din that you have to build another wall on top of your roof. That's the makkah that the pasuk is referring to. Okay. Everyone clear with the yisod so far?
The lo tasim is separate.
It's a separate lav.
But the vav there, it's like...
It's fun, meaning, right, it's definitely related, meaning the Torah recognizes that there is a danger on your roof. That, for sure, the Torah recognizes. But the Torah distinguishes between the mitzvah's essay of the asisa makkah legagecha, which stands alone, and the lo tasim dam besecha, which is a lav, a lo essay, right, not a mitzvah, that's a lo essay, to avoid danger. So the Torah is telling us two values. First of all, make a fence around the roof. Also, while we're talking about roofs, it's a good idea not to do anything dangerous. Yeah, but you're right. It goes against what we would have... I told you before, the easiest read in the pasuk is not like that. Okay. Some other possible nafkaminas, and then we'll end. The Machz Eliyahu, I can't believe I didn't know this. Machz Eliyahu is, you know, I've declared in public many times, is my favorite sefer on halacha. Dayan Pesach Eliyahu Falk from Gateshead. Passed away two Februarys ago, I believe. So the Machz Eliyahu has in Chelek Aleph a tshuva about makkah. My good friend Rabbi Akiva Willig pointed this out to me last night. I had not remembered this simon at all. So, anyway, so I didn't sleep. I chazed the whole Machz Eliyahu last night. And Shas. And I won't tell you about Nister, because you're supposed to keep it private. You're supposed to keep it private. So the Machz Eliyahu discusses a case of a room which is less than Dalet al Dalet. We know in Mezuzah, if you have a room that's less than Dalet al Dalet, it's not Chayav in Mezuzah. But we know there's a Piskei Tshuva in Yeradeya. Simon Reish Pei Vav, the Piskei Tshuva quotes the Chamud Daniel. It was Tarav Simon, I quoted the Chamud Daniel. The Pesach Tshuva quotes the Chamud Daniel. The Chamud Daniel says that if you have a room that's less than Dalet al Dalet, so technically it's not big enough to be Chayav Mezuzah, but it's a functioning room, a walk-in closet, a laundry room, something that's very usable even though it's tiny, so that maybe it's a Chumrah, but that might be Chayav Mezuzah. Because the tour, he says, of less than Dalet al Dalet is that the room isn't a functional room, so it can't be called a house. But if it has a function, if it has a purpose, now it's Chayav Mezuzah, that's the Chumrah, the Chamud Daniel. You know, we're removing the Rabbi Kiva Eger part of the Chamud Daniel for now, because that's for Hilvus Mezuzah, not for Makkah. Oh, says the Machz Eliyahu, what about by Makkah? Does the same thing apply by building a fence? Let's say you have a roof that's less than Dalet al Dalet, but it's very well used. It's very usable, it has a lot of utility. I don't know, you put a water slide on your roof or something, that's not a great idea, but when I was on a summer program 15 years ago, whatever it was, so they took us across the country, some yeshivish program, and one of the things we did, we went to, I think, Universal, and tell me if this still exists, people who are from here, but on the top of one of the buildings, they have this like amusement park type of ride. They literally, I mean, this is the craziest thing, they put you in strap you in like a roller coaster type of thing, and they drop you off the roof. No? Okay, well, it might have been Perm that I was imagining this happening, but I'm pretty sure that they threw us off the roof in a roller coaster, and then they throw you off, and you feel like you're falling down, and then they pick you back up. So imagine you have one of those type of things on the roof. So it's a very usable roof. I don't think they have a fence for a good reason there. So it's a very usable roof, says Dayan Falk in the Machz Eliyahu. Should that now be Chayav in Makkah? So he says maybe it should, maybe it shouldn't. He says he got to go to Eretz Yisrael and ask for Eliyashiv. Eliyashiv said, Pasha. Pasha, that's Chayav in Makkah. Why? Because, so there's really two ways to say it. You could say, like the first reason, No, that's a usable roof. So now, just the metzias, the reality is that people use it, so there's more danger involved. But if we understand our way, there's a little bit of a deeper havana, that it doesn't have a shame bias until it has either dalad al dalad or utility. Now that the roof has utility, it has a shame bias, basisa make legagecha, because now it's a bias. The Machzeh has another nafkamina. I don't want to take more time, so I'll skip it. But one last point that I want to make. There are really four other points I want to make, but we'll skip them. When do you make the Berachas HaMitzvah of Asiyas Makeh? This is so gishmak. When do you make the Berachas HaMitzvah of Asiyas Makeh? There is a bracha. These are the Rambam Paskins of the bracha. When do you make that bracha? So the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in Archaim Simenun Beis, where he says, at the Makush Achron, meaning, you're banging a fence. How long does it take to make a fence? It takes a week to make a fence. So you start on a Monday, and you're going to finish on a Monday. So Monday, the second Monday, as you're banging in that last nail to finish the fence, Asher Kedishanam Mitzvah Tzivon Lasos Makeh. Makes sense, because now the fence is up. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, at the end of his Sefer on Hilchos Mezuzah, Gevaldik Sefer on Maseches Mezuzah, so he has a little bit about Makeh in the back, he quotes a Sefer HaItter, yeah, you know everything. So he quotes a Sefer HaItter in Hilchos Tzitzis, who says, no, you make the bracha over la'asiyas ha-makeh, meaning that first Monday when you start building the fence, you make the bracha, even though it's going to take you some time to build the fence. What's the machlokas about? So maybe the machlokas is this exactly so. If the whole din of Makeh is to protect people from falling off, so then you only make the bracha over Liasiyasan when you're about to have a fence. So says the Chassam Sofer, as you're about to finish the fence is about to be up, you're about to have made protection around the entire roof, say the bracha now over Liasiyasan Makeh right before the fence is finished. Okay, so you understand the Chassam Sofer. But according to the Rambam, as we explained, according to everything we've talked about until now, the Minchas Chinuch, it's not a mitzvah to protect people and make sure there's a fence up. You can't have a guy do it. You have to do it yourself. The mitzvah is asiyah samakeh. The mitzvah is actually building the makeh, regardless of whether it's up and protecting people. So says Reb Chaim Kanievsky from the Itter, that when does a person make the bracha? What's overly asiyah san? As you're about to start the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Asiyah samakeh. Building the makeh. So you make the bracha, asher kedishan, mitzvah yisanu, lasos makeh, before you begin the process of actually building building the fence. There are a few more nafkaminas, very gishmak nafkaminas, but hopefully we were able to take an old chakira and give it a little life and put a little more juice into it by explaining how it fits into the pasuk Kisib Nebayis, that ha'ara from Rav Tursky from Gershon, that diak in the Rambam that made everyone smile ear to ear. And B'siyat HaShemayim, we'll have more opportunities to learn more chakiras together in the Thursday afternoon Parsha Chabura. Shkayach.